And we couldn't bring you to Puerto Rico without hearing a little music. Our colleague Adrian Florido is still here with us in studio. And Adrian, I understand that you have brought us a piece about bomba.
Yeah, Puerto Rican bomba music has always, it's always been a way for people who dance to it to sort of forget the troubles in their lives. That was true for the island's African slaves who first started dancing bomba centuries ago. It's also been true after Hurricane Maria. So let me introduce you to Jomar Cruz. He teaches bomba. And after the hurricane, he organized a little workshop and asked people to write down how they were feeling. Here's Cruz.
Lo que más sobresalió fue, ¿verdad?, lo que es la angustia, la tristeza.
Cruz says that what stood out were words like anguish, sadness, desperation over having lost so much to the hurricane. In bomba music, there is a rhythm to express just those emotions. It's called yuba.
Los ancestros, nuestros esclavos, en la antigüedad utilizaban esto luego de venir de un día largo de trabajo.
Our ancestors, our slaves, danced to these rhythms after a long day of work, Cruz says, to shed their sadness. He demonstrates yuba's basic step, left foot to the side while bringing his right fist to the chest, then his right foot to the side, left fist to his chest, and then a verse. I'm looking for a tree to give me shade, he sings, because this tree I've got doesn't shield me from the sun. At his workshop after the hurricane, Cruz says people felt such relief dancing to yuba that they cried. Bomba and other traditional music helped people cope. Marcos Peñalosa Pica is a musician from Loíza, a coastal community of windswept beaches and palm trees, home to descendants of the island's slaves. It's cradle of black culture.
No había agua, no había luz, no hay televisión, no hay radio, no hay medios de comunicación, no hay teléfono, no hay nada.
We had no water, electricity, TV, radio, phone, nothing, Peñalosa says. But we had our drums and our hands and our feet, and that's all we've ever needed to dance bomba.
Candela, candela, le damos.
In most drum dances, the dancer follows the drummer's lead. But bomba is different. The drummer is responding to the dancer's movements. The flick of a wrist, bouncing shoulders, gyrating hips. The dancer and the drummer are in conversation. Marcos Peñalosa Pica defines bomba simply as the expression of freedom.
Campo, yo vivo triste, cada día sufriendo más. Ay Dios, ¿qué será de mí? Si no bailo esta bomba, prefiero morir.
I'm living in sadness, he sings. Every day brings more suffering. Oh God, what'll become of me? If I couldn't dance bomba, I'd rather die. Here in Loíza, there is a cultural center that teaches bomba. Maricruz Rivera Clemente is its director, and she says that shortly after the hurricane, two women, the center's oldest participants, showed up to ask if the classes would go on.
Si ustedes vinieron hasta aquí y ustedes tuvieron pérdidas materiales en su residencia, en su casa, y están aquí, pues eso nos dice mucho.
They'd suffered so much damage to their homes, Rivera says, but they still came, and that said a lot. The hurricane ripped holes in the center's roof, but Rivera resumed classes the following week. Sure, when it rained, they got wet, but in those days when so many people were fleeing the island, Rivera saw bomba, culture, identity, that emotional connection, as among the few things that might convince people to stay.
Pero hemos estado en situaciones todavía más difíciles. Sí, nuestros abuelos, nuestra gente, por lo tanto.
Our ancestors survived much worse, Rivera says, she told people who considered leaving. We have tools, we have culture to get us through this. Come on, let's dance a little.
Borinquen, mi Borinquen, donde nací, me crié, boricua soy y seré. Borinquen.
About 10 miles from Loíza in the capital, San Juan, Alfredo Emerson has hosted a night of bomba and plena music most Mondays for the last 2 years. It's always been a popular gathering, but in the days after Maria, attendance surged, especially among young people.
Mucha gente se entera más A través de las redes sociales y de la gente, mira, vamos para allá, que aquí no hay nada que hacer, vamos para allá, olvídate de la calle, si no hay luz, vámonos.
They'd find out through social media, Emerson says, and they'd say, hey, there's nothing else to do, let's go there. And they liked it, and they're still coming. It's all over, this artist sings. Like the passing wind, you took everything from me, and my love has died. As they play, one young person after another steps up, bows to the lead drummer in a show of respect, and begins to dance.
Adrian, thank you so much.
Of course.